So thank you all for coming. For coming to the next installment in the Lubavitch Rebbe Chavura. So the last couple of weeks we've been dealing with different midot in Avodas Hashem, which the Rebbe emphasized his spin on them and how they fueled a lot of the activities of Chabad had in the last half of the 20th century. Now we're going to start a new topic or a new theme, which is basically the all inclusiveness of the Dei Rebbe Tachtonim mindset. Now, as we mentioned before at the very beginning, the Rebbe said this is a generation to create the Dei Rebbe Tachtonim, and that creates a whole revolution in terms of not a complete revolution, but a different emphases and different hierarchies in Avodas Hashem. But one major amplification of Dei Rebbe Tachtonim is it includes everybody. There's no single human being in this world that's not going to be in part of the Dei Rebbe Tachtonim mindset. So in this sikha, the Rebbe deals with this issue, Dei Rebbe Tachtonim, as being all-inclusive in two different ways. I think they're both very important to emphasize. Number one is that it creates a responsibility on everybody to be active, to actively create a Dei Rebbe Tachtonim. We need everybody's participation to create it. And also, not in terms of responsibility to act upon other people, but you have to act upon everybody. It's both in terms of who the responsibility is on to act, and also who must be acted upon, who must be the recipients of this outreach, of this spreading of Torah, Chassidus, of Avodas Hashem, of basic values of Yados. It has to be done to everybody. But before we get there, the Rebbe starts off this sikha as a Rashi sikha. He has a whole long analysis of a diuk in a Rashi in Parshas Toldos. So first we'll go through that. It's involved. It's very, very textual. And from there he's going to go on to talk about Dvarim Shomdim Brumo Shel Olam. This is from Tavshin Nun, which is 1990. I think it was the Shabbos after the Kinnas Shluchim. So he's going to talk about the Kinnas Shluchim in this in the Zikha. Aleph.
When did he pass away? How old
was he? He passed away in 94, I think. But he was 92 years old. But the last 2 years of his life, he had a stroke. So 92 was the last year when he was active and talking.
The same year as Rav?
It could be.
It was after.
It's around the same time. I forget the exact years. Paschalas Parsha Seinu, Matik Rashi HaTevos Ila Toldos Yitzchak. Right, Ila Toldos Yitzchak Ben Avraham, Avraham Holev is Yitzchak. So what are the Toldos of Yitzchak? Mefarish, Rashi explains, Yaakov Esav Amurim Mefarsha, that in Toldos of Yitzchak were Yaakov and Esav. Klomar, Avavish Yaakov Esav Leniskur Besmikos HaTevos Toldos Yitzchak, Kivishim Hasinu Bekeotzi Bezeh, El Akri Kama Psukim. Even though Yaakov and Esav don't appear immediately at the beginning of the parsha, they're born a couple of psukim in. Komakom shayek lomar ve'ila toldos Yitzchak kevin shemur b'farsha. That ila toldos Yitzchak refers to Yaakov and Esav, who are going to appear later on in the parsha. V'tzarach lahavin. Malach kregol shirashi l'farish toldos Yitzchak milashin banim. What does Rashi feel the need to say? Toldos Yitzchak means his children, Yaakov ve'Esav. Alpha pish inam k'stuvim b'smikos el b'hem shakabarsha amur b'farsha. Even though they're running later on. Rashi had another option. How Yaakov Lafarish told us Yitzchak Milashon Meoros Yalde Yama Vikarosav Akoro Shikaru Kamoshin Farish Pafasok Ela told us Yaakov Ela Yishuvayam Megoglayam Shalathir Zem Maskil Sipor told us the Simikos Mamish Lom Sakim Shalakarize Pemshakaparsha. Rashi himself translates Toldos by Ela told us Yaakov as these are the events of his life. So here too, Rashi could have said, Elon told us Yitzchak, these are the events of Yitzchak's life. Yitzchak was childless, they had a daven for children, and then they got children. Why does Rashi feel the need to say, told us Yitzchak referred to the children of Yitzchak, and Yaakov and Esav were going to be mentioned later on in the parsha? Thanks. This question is even strengthened, it's sharpened with the first letter of the parsha, which is Ve'ila told us Yitzchak. Isa the Medrash, Mikomakom Shakasov Ve'ila, Musiv Al Rishonim, Vikomakom Shakasov Ila, Posel As Rishonim. So Ve'ila is adding on to the earlier ones. So what are the earlier ones in regarding Ve'ila Toldos Yitzchak? Vilach Ora, Nathirish Toldos Yitzchak came in Ma'oros Yitzchak, so let's go within both options. If Toldos Yitzchak means that these are the events of Yitzchak's life, Yechol Nafarish, Ve'ila Toldos Yitzchak, Musiv Al Rishonim. Shema Oros the Yitzchak b'farsha zu la'akrei patiras Avraham Him behemshik with a whole safa lumaros the yitzlak before shiros shalachniza. Right, we have everything works out very well. Yitzchak lived for 39 years prior to this week's parasha, prior to parasha's toldos. The Eila told us Yitzchak, these are the additional things that happened in Yitzchak's life after Avram passed away. So everything is very glad. Next paragraph. Avolah Pirusha told us Yitzchak heim habanim, but according to what Rashi says, that told us Yitzchak means Yitzchak's children. Yaakov the Esav and Mor Mefarsha. Strikam Lefarish, the Eila told us Yitzchak. Ve'ile Mosif Arashonim, Bosafa Amashakasa Bathneza, all those Todos Ishmael. The thing immediately prior to Ve'ile Todos Yitzchak, the end of Kayisara, are the Todos of Ishmael. B'nai Ishmael. Hapiza Inamuvan, Ma'o Adimyo, Ve'ile Todos Yitzchak, Yaakov Ve'isa, for Todos Ishmael, Shakul Amashayim. Why would Rashi say, Ve'ile Mosif Arashonim, you're adding on Yaakov and Esav to the children of Ishmael, if B'nai Ishmael are Rashayim? Why would you want to associate the Todos of Yitzchak with the toldos of Yishmael? So Gimel, this is a little bit tangential. The Medrash, Yeshna Teretz al Sheilas Dilot. The Medrash itself answers this question: what the shaykos of toldos Yitzchak, Yaakov and Esav, are to the sons of Yishmael? Ve'ilah toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham busef al Rishonim amasha kasef lamala himenu bnei Yishmael umi hayazeh Esav uvanav shayibno shal Yitzchak. Imkain Yishlamar, Ho Vein Kasav Ela Ve'ile Todos, Af Yaakov Todos Yitzchak Baklal, Kak Todos Yitzchak Chaser, Lehotzi Yaakov Miklal Rishayim. Medrash says that when we're saying Ve'ile Todos Yitzchak and Avraham, that there's a hemshach between Yaakov and Esav, Yitzchak's sons, and Yishmael's sons, it's only referring to Esav. So Ve'ile Todos Yitzchak, Yaakov and Esav are born from Yitzchak. Esav is Mosif al Rishonim. Esav is similar to the Bnei Ishmael, but Yaakov is going to be excluded. That's why the word is written chaser. But the Rebbe says this doesn't work for Rashi. Even Shirashi inu mevi divrei medrash. The Kach told us Yitzchak chaser lahotzi Yaakov. Rashi doesn't bring this, so let's skip the brackets. The last line of the paragraph. Hashila b'tokva. Why are both Yaakov and Esav connected to the previous parasha of the Bnei Ishmael? Rebbe's reiterating the question. Rashi had a good other option. He should have said, told us Yitzchak are the events of Yitzchak's life. Then the additions of Parshas Toldos would be these are the additional events of Yitzchak's life, which don't connect Yitzchak or Yaakov or Esav to the Bnei Yishmael who were Rishayim. That's the question. And very nuanced, very precise. Yeah, Rabbi.
I understand the Rebbe's Mahalach in general comes to Rashi, but the not bringing the Medrash of Lechach Toldos Yitzchak Chaser Bahotzi Yaakov, that's a whole new level that Rashi would have to explain. Why would Rashi even have to bring that up? Does that fit within the Rebbe's Mahalach of like what Rashi's trying to be mefarish?
Unfortunately, I haven't been osig in the Rashi sikos too much. I do hope to learn them somewhat seriously as time goes on, but I can't really comment. Here's the answer. Hekrekol shor Rashi lefarish should told us Yitzchak came Yaakov ve'Esav and we're mefarsha. Why does Yaakov say Toldos Yitzchak are the children of Yitzchak? Hanusha Toldos Perusho Banim Veloma Oros Humitevas Ve'ila. I mean, this word Ve'ila itself seems to create a connection between the end of Parshas Kayisara, which are the children of Ishmael, and the beginning of Parshas Toldos. Ki Ve'ila Mosef Al Rishonim Hosafa Le'inyan Shalafanav Hakeim Shalafanav Rishonim Dubar Odos Banim Toldos Yishmael V'Gomer B'nei Yishmael V'Gomer. So our Kolmar Shigam told us Yitzchak Shemal Ba'osafa Dinyan Shalafanav Ve'ile Mosef Harishonim Himbanim V'lam Oros Yaakov Esav and Mor Mefarsha. I mean, the very fact that there's a Vav HaChibor between the end of Chayisara and the beginning of Parshas Toldos indicates that we're talking about the same type of Toldos. So the Toldos of Yitzchak are children, just like the Toldos of Ishmael are his children. So then we're left with the question. But wasn't Yaakov a tzaddik? Why is the Torah, why does Rashi want to connect the toldos of Yishmael to the toldos of Yitzchak? So the Rebbe says, "Pashayku shevineim ve'ilim Mosef Harishonim he lo she'toldos Yitzchak him k'mo toldos Yishmael el b'yakas le'Avraham." Going back to the grandfather, Ve'ele toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham, kamo ele toldos Yishmael ben Avraham. In both places, it mentions ben Avraham. So why in both places does it mention ben Avraham? L'man nukfar, shel'akar elidos Yishmael, amar kadosh baruch hu le'Avraham, v'li kirei od shemcha Avraham. Vayeshimcha Avraham, ki av hamon goyim nesaticha, v'freisti osecha b'mon od nesaticha le'goyim v'gomer. Ve'emshach l'zeh ne'amar, lo'odos elidos Yitzchak, sar ishtaka yodos l'chabein, v'karasa shemo Yitzchak. Well, the Yitzchak daf guavol Yishmael yikari lechazara. Hayom shavtaka daf amun goyim esatika. Shnemar bekesher b'shekos lidas Yitzchak. Teskayim lo ayde Yishmael. Ab shifreisi oso begomer shnimas anesviam yodid begomer. Ella ayde Yitzchak dafka. Right, there are different haftakos Hashem gave to Avraham. One of them is that Yishmael is going to have 12 children. The other haftaka is that after Yishmael was born, Hashem told Avraham he is going to be the father of goyim. Who were those two goyim? So the Torah and Hashem himself clarifies later on, they must be referring to Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the father of goyim, both Yaakov and Esav. Kamo Hashem farash Rashi, nosatiko le goyim, Yisrael v'adom, shiyatsu v'yitzchak. Har Yishmael kfar hayelo, v'lo hayav v'vasro lav. So Abraham got two different promises, one that Yishmael would have 12 children, one that he would still be the grandfather of goyim, which refers to Yaakov and Esav, the children of Yitzchak. 154. Once Avraham dies, the Torah goes on to describe these haftakos were fulfilled. The children of Avraham continued and developed the way Hashem promised. Ve'ila toldos Yishmael ben Avraham. Ve'ila shemos ben Yishmael shemas arnesiyim lumosam. Shemzen is kaima haftakos akash barakol Avraham. Yishmael shematika shemas arnesiyim yulid. So that's why everything is plot. Everything is very, very tight in this area, in this part of the Torah. Ve'ila toldos Yitzchak is most of our Rishonim, just like the Bnei toldos Yishmael are his children, the toldos Yitzchak are his children. What is the connection, the conceptual connection, the linkage between the sons of Ishmael and the sons of Yitzchak? Because they are all fulfillments of Hashem's promises to Avraham. And that's why Avraham is mentioned in both of the parashios. Habizayin yishlefarish, ve'ilat toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham holid is Yitzchak. Shebet toldos Yitzchak, Yaakov Esav, nishlam ha'inyon, the Avraham holid is Yitzchak. That's why the pasuk repeats itself. Avraham holid is Yitzchak. The focus of this part of the parashah is on Avraham. Great. And that is the end of the Rashi part of the Sikha. Again, very, very in-depth analysis, very, very precise, very meduyak, of why Rashi says exactly what he does as opposed to other options. Now, what's fascinating about the Rebbe is that he could take such an in-depth, such a detailed-oriented limud of Rashi, and then glean out or tease out Dvarim Sha'umdim and Beru Moshe Olam. And that's what we're about to say. Osei. Bishal Hosef Veir Pirish Rashi. Ve'ila Toldos Yitzchak, Yaakov Ve'esaf, Hamor Befarsha, Apeyin Shatorah. Bufen Amatim Gamim Pirish Amidrash. Ve'ila Mosef Al Rishonim Al Mashakasav Lamala Himeno Ben Yishmael. Now we're going to connect the different Pirushim of this pasuk with Ve'ila Toldos Yitzchak Ben Avraham. Bara Torah, maybe it's some extent that Kaperosh, Ve'ila Mosif, the Bibava Mosif, Shemosif Umarke, Bivua Kadusha, the old Sasu Bira and Itzosa Sakadusha, Hakadushas, Mina Klee, Mal Osan Nikola Bagadusha. Why is Ve'ila Toldos Yitzchak? Why is it adding on to the Bnei Yishmael? Because the Toldos Yitzchak are going to be Mevarer and Ma'ala, the Kadusha, out of the Tumma of the Bnei Yishmael. Umamshek, Zeomashi Pirosh Rashi, Ve'ila Toldos Vakule, Yaakov ve'Esav hamur mefarsha. Taino ayinei Yaakov who mevaro gamis b'kinas Esav ma'ala meno nitzotzei hakedusha. Yaakov is that person who stands between the Bnei Yishmael on one side, the Bnei Esav on the other side. He is the one who's going to be ma'ala and be mevarer the kedusha in both, I guess, tummy parts of his family. L'chein makdim Rashi Yaakov ve'Esav. That's why Rashi mentions Yaakov first. Yaakov ve'Esav hamur mefarsha. Av shabim merasam. Befarshas Befarsha, Esav called him Yaakov, even though Esav really precedes Yaakov. Kehau Safa Bidvul HaKedusha Ve'ela, the one who's going to be Ma'ala, the Bimosa Bidvul HaKedusha, be Ma'ala, the Kedusha, even out of Yishmael, he ideas that Yaakov Mevarer Gam is Bekinas Esav. At Shemala Osel Sharsha Makaro, Kimruma is Gambidia Kalasha, and Murma Farsha, Flomer of the Mata. Kamosha Esaf who Betorah, Hano Basharsha Makaro Bagadusha. Yaakov has to be that one who's Mosif, who's connected both to Yishmael and to Esav, one who's in between, so he can be Ma'ala and be Mavara both. We then move on, Gamma Kasher Vashaikos of Farish Medrash, Ve'ila Mosif. We shown it. Amash Akosta v'Mala imenu b'nei Yishmael. Shakasher gam ima biro de Yishmael and al darak v'dugmas biro de Esav shabatodos Yitzchak. Great. Ostav. So now we have the in terms of the pirush of Eila todos Yitzchak ben Avraham referring to todos referring to children. We have a pshat api chasidos that Yaakov is going to be mevarim and be malda to kedusha out of Esav and also out of Yishmael. Ostav. Apiza Yishotavik based the Purush and the Toldos Yitzhak. A Pirush told us Yitzhak him Yaakov Esav, the Pirush told us Yitzhak him Yalde Yama Bikorosav. Divrei Yimechayev Shal Yitzhak. So now we can connect these two Pirushim. The fact that Toldos Yitzhak referred to his children and Toldos Yitzhak referred to a new chapter in his life, new events. Sheikar Ushlemas Abodasa Shayitak Muraos Vikorosav Divra Yamechayav Mazkil Mefarshas Toldos, Betoldos Yitzhak, Lidas Banav, Yaakov Esav and Mura Mefarsha. The main events in Yitzhak's life happen once he has his two children. Uvagdama. Why is there a connection? Why do the main events in Yitzhak's life happen once he has his two children, Yaakov and Esav? Uvagdama. Sibur Toldosa Muraos Divra Yamechayav Shayitak Mefarshas Toldos Mazkil Migil Arvayim. Yitzhak starts off in Parshas Toldos as being 40 years old. Yitzhak ben Abraham and Abakaktos Rivka v'Gomer. Uvav behakdama the Ikar Sipur Odos Lidas Avayim. Toldos Yitzhak Yaakov Esav. Esrim Shana l'Akarze. Yitzhak ben Shishim Shana b'Ledos Osam. So the Torah starts. Parshas Toldos starts off when he's 40. He has his children when he's 60. Upasha t'meshach Arba'im Shnos Chayil v'Nei Nisuin. Uchem b'meshach Esrim Shana l'Akarze l'Fnei Ledos Yaakov Esav. Hayu b'chay Yitzchak riboy inayim avoda. Yitzchak did not waste the first 40 years of his life. Ma'isim tovim achula. Yitzchak for sure was doing good things. Riboy b'kamus v'gam riboy b'eichus. Nyanei avoda na'alim v'karviyim. Ad leha inyin hachi yikarvi akidas Yitzchak. Ba'derak zeh gimel shanim shabin ha'akida l'nisuin milam mazayin ad mem shana sh'asayi b'gan Eden. Yitzchak was doing amazing things including akidas Yitzchak and staying in Gan Eden during the first 40 years of his life. Yafal Pekin, Ikar Shlemus Avodaso Shayitzchak, Maschil of Parshas Toldos. Still a new chapter in Yitzchak's life. We're going to see not a new chapter, and that's not even just Mosif al Rishonos, but actually is an entirely new chapter. It can't, has no Shaykos to the Rishonos, starts with the birth of his children. Taklis Hakavana Bishlemusa, Eina Mesiras Nefesh, Inin Akeda, all the Elegan Eden. But the Taklis of one's Avoda is not just Mesiras Nefesh or going to Gan Eden. El ha'avoda debiru ha'olam dafka. It's clarifying, elevating the world. Uvelashan ha'yedua lasos lo yisrach dira b'tachtonim. Ve'inyan zeh masker be'ikar betoldos Yitzchak. This notion of being mevara the world for Yitzchak starts in the beginning of Parshas Toldos. Betoldos Yitzchak. Peru urvu menulos aretz v'kifshua. Once Yitzchak has children, children in the beginning of the Torah are connected with conquering the world, going out and filling the world. And in a more detailed and in a more primi way, Yaakov ve'Esav, dafka the children Yaakov and Esav, shemora al beis ofnei ha'avoda, deva'asei tov Yaakov v'sumira Esav, kolo v'miyukad avodaso shel Yaakov levaro es Esav, kimesuper v'siyim aparsha, Yitzchak shalach es Yaakov v'fadan aram, farsha shalach areza shikara v'minicha, v'yitz Yaakov mi'ber sheva v'ilacharana. Shigatzam v'beis Yitzchak aviv da'an al mashakadusha l'charon charon apsho olam k'ni la'asok ba'avodos habiruim b'tzon lavan v'shasim avodasa v'beis lavan azay yishlach Yaakov malachim l'fan av l'isav akiv nifal gam habiru de isav gemar v'shlimus kol ha'avoda mashakasov v'olum moshim b'har tzion nishbodet harisav v'ayisal Hashem alukav. Beginning of Parshas Toldos, Yitzchak has children, Yaakov and Esav, but the children are Yaakov as Asay Tov, Esav represents Surmei Ra. From this point and on, Yitzchak and his children are not going to be enveloped in that Amos Shekhachah. They're going to be going out there to the world. Yaakov, the main one. Yaakov first to Lavan and then subsequently back to Esav to be Mevarer and be Ma'ala, the inherent Kedusha, even in those places. Piyish Losef. She'afal fi she'gam la'pira she'todos Yitzchak kim Yaakov ve'esav, nekalu b'todos Yitzchak gam ha'moros Yitzchak. Yikamakam b'ha'u safa, the ve'ila todos Yitzchak, Musif ha'rishonim, he rank b'yakas todos Yishmael, biru ha'lumazeh, olamazeh. V'lo b'yakas l'moros Yitzchak, farash yosh lefnezeh. Ki ha'moros she'farashas todos, she'im ikar v'shleimus avodoso she'yitzchak, gandla ma'lasam al'moros she'farash yosh lefnezeh. The ein lomar shema'oros shabeparshas toldos him bahu safa ve'ilam musif al rishonim al'moros shalofneza ela adraba pasal al rishonim kevin shetaklus hakavana hi ha'avuda biro ha'olam dafka la'asos lo yisparak dirak taktonim. So now another rabbi is making connecting the conceptual point with the diok with his original diok and Rashi. You can't say that Ve'ila Todos Yitzchak, Ve'ila with the Vav, being Musif al HaRishonim, is referring to the events of Yitzchak's life. Because the events of Yitzchak's life, there's no continuity between pre-Parshas Todos and post-Parshas Todos. Pre-Parshas Todos, Yitzchak is being Osig in his own personal Avodah, Kedas Yitzchak, living in Gan Eden. Beginning of Parshas Toldos, he has Shol Shrein, he's going out there to the world, he's sending Yaakov out there to be Mevarer the world, and it's an entirely different type of Avodah. That is the topless of the Avodah. You can't say that's Musif al-Rishonim that has a continuity with what happens in Yitzchak's life prior to that. Where can you say there is a continuity? Ve'ila Toldos Yitzchak, that there is a continuity between Parshas Chayistar and Parshas Yitzchak, not regarding the events in Yitzchak's life, but regarding children. Yishmael had children, and we're adding on now that Yitzchak also had children. And that's why Ve'ila told us Yitzchak, according to Rashi, refers to the children of Yitzchak, not the events of Yitzchak's life. So again, we're connecting now the precise textual read of Rashi, why Rashi says Ve'ila told us Yitzchak refers to his children, not to the events of his life, with the Pirush al-Pi Chasidus, and regarding the events of Yitzchak's life, it's not Ve'ila Mosef HaRishonim, but now we're starting a new chapter of Birur Taktonim. Ozayin we're going to skip. Ozayin is where Rebbe discusses number 40 and number 60, which appear at the beginning of Parshas Toldos, which connect with this idea of starting a new chapter. Let's skip to Oskas. We're going to see that number 40 is important, because this sikha has been given in Tafshin Nun, 1990, which is the 40th year of the Friedrich Rebbe. And that's where we're going to discuss in Oskas. Oskas. Hamar la'el b'firish ve'ila toldos Yitzchak Yaakov ve'esav amurim b'farsha sheYaakov b'varer es esav shebzeh nichla habiru d'chola olam kulo shebim umos ha'olam shenichlalim b'esav shereyachaluka ha'kolos d'Yisrael v'umos ha'olam nirmezes b'Yaakov ve'esav shayek b'yoser l'doreinu zeh. This whole notion of Yaakov being b'varer esav being the representative of all the nations of the world is particularly relevant for our generation. Kimala aretz deyat Hashem k'mayim liyam echasem. Mashakosef Rava b'siyam echosem sifro. This generation is the last generation of Galus, first generation of Geula. This is a time period to be mashpia the nations of the world to serve Hashem in the way in which they should. We're not, and I think we're going to have a one chabura where we focus on a sikha about this notion of being mashpia on the umas olam. And this is particularly relevant for the avodah of my father-in-law, the Rebbe says, for the Friedrich Rebbe, whose second name was Yitzchak also. Sheshmo Hasheni, Yitzchak. Shechidosh hamiyukad shabavodaso, hu bafatzos haTorah v'hayadas bafatzos hamayenos chutza b'kol olam kulo. So the Friedrich Rebbe started this notion of spreading the Torah out everywhere. Obviously, the seventh Rebbe continued it more. starting in America, and sent out shlukim to wherever he could. The Rebbe says, and his Friedrich Rebbe started this notion of sending messages to non-Jews. Kfishim is batez vim yuchad ade targum in any Torah adifnimius a Torah shenis galsa betorah sachasidas v'shivim lashan dumas olam. Fidig Rabbi started the enterprise of translating chasidas into the vernacular of different communities around the world. Mishvil Elam. Here's what the Rebbe says. Mishvil Elam v'nei Yisrael shal izatza inam avinim lashan hakodesh v'ulai yishlamar gav mishvil umas olam. I mean, once you get to the seventh generation, there is a clear notion that the translations of Qasidas is for Umos Olam in addition to Jews. The Rebbe says maybe that was also the Kavanah of the Friedrich Rebbe. But the very fact he was translating it into Lashanos Umos Olam gave it the ability to be Mashpia on those communities, on the Umos Olam themselves. Shigam Haim Yilmadu Inyani Emunah Vashem Hashkaka Pratis of Yosef Ezeh. So these two should understand the basic foundations of Qasidas. Now we're 40 years past the Friedrich Rebbe's passing, or his talkus. We have to get into the avoda of Yitzchak, the Friedrich Rebbe, and also the avoda of Parshas Toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham. Now that Biosa, the Gabi avoda of Shulaf Nezah. Now that we're 40 years past the Friedrich Rebbe's passing, we have to start a new leaf and do completely new avodos, redouble our efforts in a way you can't even say ve'ilim osef arishonim. In terms of the avoda parshas ve'ilim todos Yitzchak, the avoda of the Friedrich Rebbe, which was continued into the seventh generation, which is Dior b'taktonim being mivara the entire world. B'yish l'kasher zeh, kinos shlukim ha'olami d'shnas ha'arbayim. And we should connect this with the kinos shlukim, which took place in the previous week. She's gayim b'hashkak ha'pratis b'yamim ha'shayak ha'masidir v'ilah tozos Yitzchak. V'gomer, v'yitzchak ben arbayim shana v'gomer. Hashlukim sh'miskantzim ha'kol ha'medinos sh'b'rechabay ha'olam, kinos olami, ish ish mi'medina sh'ba memali shlichuso, heim b'yikok sh'miyatzigim iskol ha'medinos sh'ba'olam, d'yishlomar gam ha'umas olam. The Shlukim represent not just themselves, but also the nations from which they were coming. They were all gathering together now. They have a kinos, l'shem hafatzas minos, l'shem spreading Torah. Refratios Yoser, Amito shel davar kulam Shlukim shavana shmarfu. Everybody's a shliach, not just the people who are officially Shlukim. Heim b'nei Yisrael, shekol echad v'akon mehem hu Shlukim shavana shmarfu, l'aso so yisbarag dira b'tachtonim, aydei kiyum tarayag mitzvos haTorah. But every Jew, every non-Jew, is a shliach of Hashem. But shegam the shar nivram shiva olam chay tzom and sameach domein yishlichos lasos bechodo shokan shbarako gemay marazal koma shbarako shbarako b'alamal lo bar alak bado. Everything in the world is a shliach of Hashem. Ella shishlichos zu eto kol bnei adam machol nivram shiva olam chol yos halim ksas akapanim. The shlichos of your average person might be a little bit hidden. Tafkidam shal hashluchim ilash nizmano liyashluchim befoal legalos ito koyach beakad hein bnei Yisrael hein umas olam adachon dvarim shav olam shim shluchim shakadosh baruch hu ulooram v'lifal leyem lali tafkidam shlichusam befoal mamish. What's the function of the shluchim of the Shor Benigla, the official shluchim, is to reveal the fact that everybody is really a shluch and everybody has their tafkid in this notion of dior b'taktonim. Token kinyan shlukim olami, shashlukim lashon rabim shebechol olam kulo, bay koach dechol olam kulo, and kol ribo yipritei haschalkos v'shinuyei hanivraim shebeolam, all the diversity of people in the world, of things in the world, misasim v'miskansim yachtav, kinos l'shem yachid, shim matzera v'taklis achas, v'yitzvasif od yoser, ad lo safa shebein arok, v'milish tukusa shekadosh baruch hu b'chol olam kulo, v'yos lo yisbarach dira p'tachtonim. K'mashe kasavti l'el l'el baruka. And if everybody now is coming together, l'shem matara achas, which is to create this dior b'tachtonim. Zeo kasher v'shaykos v'parshas toldos, v'ilan toldos Yitzchak, Yaakov v'esav, avodazo shol Yaakov b'nei Yisrael b'viru ha'olam kulo esav, zoi token u'kudas avodazim shol shulgim ha'mudgashes b'kinos ha'shlikos olamei. Sh'aydei ze v'mari b'mizarizim od yoser, ha'edin de v'ilan toldos Yitzchak b'tachas ha'shlemus, v'atzchok v'atanog sh'izgal l'asadabo. And that is the connection between Parshas Toldos and the Kinyan Shlukim in 1990 that took place in the week of Parshas Toldos. So I think this is fascinating about the Sicha, which had an ashpa on me, are two things. Number one, just the connection between the rigorous textual analysis and literally Dvarim Shomdim Brumah Shel Olam, how the Rebbe was able to connect these two things, the broadest thing, connect with the most details, and you can really see how connected Torah and the ideas of Aviadas are. And number two is that this idea of Diyar B'Tachtonim is all-encompassing, and again, in two different ways, two interrelated ways. It's all-encompassing that everybody has a shlichus, everybody has to be active, everybody has to fulfill their own function. It's also all-encompassing in the sense that if you are a shliach, part of your shlichus is to affect somebody else, to have him fulfill his role of the shlichus. It's both in terms of the responsibility to actively affect other people, fulfill your shlichus. Part of fulfilling your shlichus is to realize that everybody is a shliach, to get everybody else to fulfill their shlichus as well. So both in terms of being active, and also in terms of being a recipient, who you have to affect, it's completely all-inclusive. And Meretz Hashem, in the coming weeks, we'll go through a different populations that the Rebbe focused on, that they have to act, and they have to be acted upon by others to create their part in this unified Diyar B'Tachtonim. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a great week.